Have you ever took a loss in business?
Oh, I always take a loss in business.
Really?
Every, not like all the time, but every business is going to take a loss.
Yeah, that is
every
true.
Every business is going to take, Walmart has losses. People steal from Walmart. People are going to steal from me.
That's very true. Like, that is very
so
true.
That's how I look at it. Does it happen often? No. I try not to. Like, yeah, I'm too often. But does it happen? Yes.
What is like the scariest thing that's happened to you, especially like being a woman in business?
The scariest thing? Fuck. I guess when it comes down to when you're, even just like right now, when you're in a room full of people, you start to realize you're in a room of people you don't know.
Yeah,
and when you really start to look around like, shit, I don't know these people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And then it gets scary because they really want to get to know you. Right? And if you're an attractive woman, it's like they're already looking, like, no, they're looking for sex. So yeah. You have to get yourself out of that situation sometimes. But I guess that's the scariest.
Wait, do you think Natch was looking for sex?
No. I don't. I'm not saying he's looking for sex, but is he blind? No.
Like, no, she's definitely right. Like, I didn't call her over here for the intention of like, oh, set up all the alcohol. You know what I mean? No. But like, obviously, she was a beautiful woman type shit.
You're not blind. You can see. I can see too. Everybody can see. It's not even about that. It's I guess that's been a scary situation. I guess one time somebody wanted to like actually try to turn up with us, right? Yeah. And like, I don't turn up with people. I just go drop the bottle and then leave.
Yeah, exactly.
And this person wanted to turn up, and I didn't know this person. They wanted to have us to drink and all that.
He wanted to extend the services further than
yes,
what was
then yeah. what is required. Then this is just an Uber Eats drop off. Come pick up your shit, then leave.
Yeah.
He wanted to extend it, and how he did that, he locked the door. His friend like locked the door behind us.
If that from is that, fucking terrifying.
I was like, oh, I have to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
The only reason even I went inside, I realized he was like a really, really fat guy.
Oh,
he was
shit.
Like 600 pounds, couldn't walk. So I felt like bad saying he had to come to the door because he couldn't walk. But at the same time, it's like, you want me to stay in here with you.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
just not what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So,
and it's crazy because people see like independent businesses, you know, like mom and dad, quote unquote, businesses. And they feel like they could steal from them. They could take advantage of them. But if your Uber Eats driver comes, they're not going to try to fucking kidnap your Uber Eats driver type shit. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
So why do you think you could do that? That is fucking crazy.
And it's like now for me, when it comes to like taking loss in business, I always look at it like the customer becomes like a mad cow.
Mm.
So I can milk him, like milk the cow. And then one day the cow is going to get sick.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's going to start to be like, what the fuck? I've spent so much money. I've did all this and I'm still not going to fuck. I'm still not going to, this is just business. What the fuck? And then they get sick. They start, that's when they want to steal. That's when they want to do some weird shit.
Yeah.
And it happens. You just have to just take care of the loss. And
do you find it difficult to network? Like, because they say networking is super important when it comes to business. So like, with these preconceived notions, is it hard to kind of like move around, especially in a male-dominated business?
See, with every business, it seems like it's all male-dominated. Like, it doesn't matter if it's the music industry, even with acting, even with bottles, it's always male driven, right? So it's just having the confidence to know that they called you for a reason, right?
Exactly.
And you're deserving of your money.
Exactly.
Right? So it's just having that confidence because people are gonna think you're a girl, you know, don't take her serious, da 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 da. But you just have to have the confidence that you have a business and you believe in it and you know your shit's good and you're straight, you have integrity, like you shouldn't take no bullshit, you shouldn't take no discounts, no none of that. Like you have to sometimes be a little bit aggressive.
So I don't know if you have a boyfriend right now, but like let's say you have a man, right? Mm-hmm. Do you kind of like consider your man as your networking and shit and be like, or is it kind of like bag, focus, money only, like you don't really care how a nigga feels type shit?
Shit. Because, with networking, you need to network with men. Like, just be honest, right? Yeah. Men have money. You have to network with men. So, like, yes, it's been an issue. Sometimes it's been an issue. But then it's like, which bag is more?
Ooh,
right? Yeah, and then, okay. which bag is more? Is the bag that other people, is it if it's actually something you want to do into your career?
Yeah.
He should be encouraging you to do that, right?
Yeah.
So if he's not pushing you and encouraging you to make money.
What if he's up and says, fuck that shit, I'm going to take care of your lifestyle. I just don't want you to be like going to networking parties or like exchange or like even dropping off to men type shit. Or is that like too controlling?
It's like, it gets too controlling, right? Because then I'm going to have to start stealing your money. Because then if I don't steal your money and put my money away, when you decide to cut it off for whatever reason, what am I left with?
Like, exactly. That is very crumbs. True. That is very
so
true.
So I need to make sure I have my own foundation that if anything happens, I still have my own solid foundation I can stand on.
I'm not going to lie. I used to not want to date any girl that like... had any ambition. No, I'm joking.
No, it's true. Some guys don't.
Like, I used some to. Some you have, like, your Instagram is too out there. You know what I mean? You're a content creator? No, hell no. Nah. But now we're in, like, an age where, like, most women are trying to get to their bag. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like us as men, we kind of have to adapt type shit. Because.
Why are you going to pay my bills?
I actually would like with my girlfriend like I kind of want to take
bills? Hair, nails, lashes.
Well, I see what you're not everything.
Well then, okay.
I'm trying to cover a phone bill and like yo.
Okay,
good.
No, I'm not talking about $150 phone bill. I'm talking about $500 for my hair.
Holy shit!
I'm talking about I want to spend drop a bag of Fashion Nova, right? Nah, that's more than $100.
That's true. Right? So you have to go and get your own and things because the man them can't get it for you.
They can't get it. unless they have a real big bag to drop, then that's different. But when that situation happens, then we can have a conversation.
No, that makes sense though. Because even like we had a discussion on our last podcast, the difference between Caribbean men and African men. Mm-hmm. Caribbean men are a little more cheap. Mm-hmm. They kind of are fine with the women working type mm-hmm. shit. And we're talking about Caribbean men in Canada, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Caribbean men in the actual Caribbean, they're very hardworking. But if you look at African men, like, they take care of their women. You know what I mean? Like, based off my experience of what I've seen, like, a lot of women show me that they don't have to worry about paying any bills or paying for anything, really, when they're around that. So, what's your background?
I'm Jamaican.
You are Jamaican.
Yes, from Mo Bay.
Okay, big up Mo Bay.
Big up Mo Bay.
Were you born there or born here?
I was born here.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you dated Jamaican before? Obviously.
Yes.
Have you dated African before?
Yes.
Have you noticed the difference between the two?
Yes. Yes, African, they're willing to spend more, but then they're more controlling, right? Ooh. So it's like... you're dealing with somebody, if that's the thing, like when somebody has money and they know they can control you with money, people with money get power hungry. Like they like that power. So then you have to deal with that person's power trip because they felt like they spent this money.
I kind of understand that though, because if I'm paying 80% of the bills, then like I want to make 80% of the decisions. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, literally.
Yes. Down to everything. Down to the way you would be specific to how I dress, how I do my hair, exactly. How I walk, how I eat, everything, right? So
have you seen the whole Omalay situation?
Which one is that?
Okay, basically, this guy brought his girlfriend. Excuse me. The girl paid for the tickets. Sorry. But they went to a concert. She goes up on stage. This guy has more of a bag than her. So, than her boyfriend, I should say. So, she's dancing with the artist. She starts winding up on him. The curtain comes down. She's all grabbing up his hood. She's doing crazy shit. And then the man is just, like, watching in horror from the audience after... obviously they break up and shit. She goes viral and then like, yeah. So have you seen this situation?
I haven't seen it. I have not seen that.
But this is a
who's the artist?
It's an Afrobeats artist named Omalay.
Okay. I don't know who that artist is. I've never seen them.
Big artist though. Big artist though.
Okay. Like, I'm not too much in the Afrobeats. Sorry. You know, I'm not dissing Omalay. I'm not in Afrobeats like that.
A lot of people don't know him, but like if you are in the Afrobeats, then you know this is,
Fuck.
So like, okay, you go to a concert with your man.
He's saying he's more up than Omalay. That's what he believes.
No, Omalay is more up than him.
Yes, but like when a rich nigga wants you.
Oh shit.
You know how the song goes? Do I need to sing it?
That is true. Like, everyone is mad at this girl.
What? Okay, if we were out, okay, for example, at Nicki Minaj concert, and we're together.
Use Jada Kingdom.
Okay,
use
Jada, better. Okay.
Or Shensia.
Okay, okay.
Use Shensia.
If I use Shensia, and Shensia took you backstage, what would you do?
Backstage is crazy, though.
If she took you backstage, like, I want you to be my man, what would you do?
And you are my girl?
Yes.
I'm not going.
Stop it. Only
because...
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm only not going just because I want to be that guy, because I feel like you get the same amount of clout if you go with her as if you don't.
No. If she's saying, I want to be your man, like, I'm going to take you around, like, this, you're going to be my guy.
That's different, though, because Omalay didn't say that.
He said,
come up for a wine, and then the shorty did the most. That's like Shensia saying, oh, come up on stage, and then like...
So what happens when the screen came down?
Okay, it was like a translucent type screen. So like, you just see the shadows.
Oh!
So like, when the screen came down, cha-cha, yo, the man's winding up on the thing, bending her over. She's like, hey, you know when like the shorty is facing the guy and then the shorty goes down and her face is right in front of his meat? Like, yo, she's going crazy. She's grabbing it. Like, it was like, the reason why it went viral is because it was so crazy. Like,
but he should have known. He should have known his girl likes Omalay a little too much.
Don't
bring me to a Chris Brown concert. I'm sorry.
I would never bring my girl to a concert that, like, of a guy that she likes.
No, don't bring me to a Chris Brown concert. Don't no one.
She probably wants him more than she wants you, but she's settling for you because he's not an option.
Dexter Dapps and Drake.
Don't bring me to the concert.
The three dark horses of apocalypse.
Them niggas. Swae Lee is crazy too, but Swae Lee was just going through the DMs. Like, Swae Lee is like, there's so many stories about that nigga. But like, it's kind of scary as a guy dating these days, because like, due to social media, women are way more accessible than before. Before, like, a mid shorty would just have to deal with the guys in her area.
Yeah.
But now, a mid rapper, he's linking every mid shorty on Instagram, flying them out. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like it's a good, like, if I would do the same shit. You know what I mean?
See, power. That's what happens when you have too much power, you have too much access. And then.
But if you had that much power, like, would you go out of your way to like smash like someone's wife?
Someone's wife is crazy. Someone's wife is crazy. So I have like too much respect. And like, I've never been cheated on. Although I feel like I have been cheated on, I just don't know it. Bro,
that you don't know that.
Girls are good with that shit. Bro.
Yo, girls are good with that shit. There's actually one time in like third grade though, I had a girlfriend. And she cheated on me. Like, actually cheated on me. And that shit fucked me up.
How do you cheat in the third grade?
How do you cheat in third grade?
We grew up in the hood, we grew up in the hood, so niggas was fucking back then. Like,
that's
don't get it twisted.
At 8 years
it's
old,
actually fucked
that's
up.
That's disgusting.
So like,
I'm sorry.
8 years old,
and you guys should be in the house.
Okay, we're probably like 9 or 10.
You guys still playing board games.
You were smashing at 9.
Listen to how crazy
you're
this
fucking
is.
Lying.
Listen to how crazy this is.
I don't even believe it. Cap.
Listen to how crazy this is.
Cap.
I had a best friend. I'm not even gonna say his name. It is crazy. This is my first best friend. Both of my best friends snaked me, but forget about that. First best friend. We're like 10 years old, right? There's this girl on the block. She's kind of ugly, but she really liked me. I was like, date her. She really likes you. I'm like, nah, I don't want to do it. They're like, yo, like, you're going to break her heart, blah, blah, blah. I'm a nice guy. I date her, but because I don't like her, I'm not showing her as much attention as I should type shit. You know what I mean? So one time we're all chilling at the Malvern Library. Everyone knows Malvern Library, bip. Her and my bedroom, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to leave early. We live in the same neighborhood. So like, we're just going to walk home together. I'm like, okay, bet. Like, I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. I'm young, stupid, blah, blah, type shit. You know? So come the next day, I go check my bedroom. Let me tell you how fucked up this nigga is. His guy's playing a song on repeat called I Fucked Your Girl.
Fuck.
I'm just there bumping. I'm like, yo, this is a banger. My busy signal, look it up. I fucked your girl. And I'm just there turning up. Then I get a phone call, fam, from the shawty. Like, this is literally my villain story, bro.
Oh, my.
She calls me. She's like, fuck, like, I don't know how to tell you this, but yesterday when me and your bedroom walked home. He brought me to his crib and he gave me the nuga daga.
Okay,
I have to laugh through the fucking pain right now, broski. And it only hurts because I didn't even like this bitch. I didn't even like her. So, like, how could you do this to me? And I didn't even like, oh my God, worst pain.
That is because.
Wait, was she not a virgin? Like, bro, how are you guys smashing in like grade three, bro?
It was fucked up with growing up in the hood, broski.
Grade three, like, I didn't even know what sex was for real until like grade four. I can't
say. Well, like.
Fully alive, dude, we didn't get to that chapter yet.
In grade two is when I had my first sexual experience. Like, we were naked. But I didn't even know what I was doing.
Let me hold your hand. Maybe that was
honestly.
Maybe it was. Are you sure
honestly,
it was
trauma, bro?
That's not some trauma.
Probably we're just there, like just humping each other naked, like, and we thought we were doing the thing, like we weren't. We weren't at all. But that's my experience, bro.
That is wild. You know when I lost my virginity?
When?
17, bro.
Yes.
That is actually 18. Very respectable.
I didn't know Mads were losing in the single-digit ages. Like, single-digit ages is crazy.
I don't count that as losing my virginity, though. No. I technically lost my virginity in, like, grade 8.
No, I was a late bloomer at 18.
That's very respectable.
That's good. When I had my daughter, I wanted to be, like, at least 17, 18. Then I'll be happy. I'll be fine.
Wait, what?
If my daughter is fucking in elementary school, middle school, high school, bro, yo. I know corporal punishment is not. I'm beating her.
That's crazy. Okay. So, well, how that? That's okay. You can't do that.
Nat's going to be like, yo, cut that
pause.
Out. When we're editing this, he's going to be like, yeah, just cut that part
nah,
out.
Nah, we're leaving it. I'm not beating her, but I'm going to tell my baby moms or my wife or whoever, I'm like, please bust her ass. Please do
it. Where's that point we get before that? Maybe talk to her about it before.
Well, hopefully we're not going to get there because.
Hope she's not as devious as you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like. I feel like the way I was raised, I'm not going to be raising my daughter. Like, the way I was raised was kind of crazy still.
So you got to change that.
Exactly.
Okay.
And also...
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers
to breaking generational curses.
No, facts. Because there's not a lot of communication in Caribbean households between the generations, you know?
There isn't. There's zero. And I think that's where we don't learn how to even... go about relationships,
yep.
Right? Because there's no communication of like, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do, this is what I did.
Yo, my pops, always
like, don't do this, don't do this, don't do that.
My pops has like 11 youths and like 4 baby mother. So like, I kind of had a weird relationship with like love and women and shit. Mm. Like I kind of didn't understand my purpose as a man when it comes to women. You know what I mean? So I really had to learn myself in that regard.
I come from my grandmother having multiple bae fathers. So, I know that from the other side, from the woman's
exactly.
side. I don't know. I feel like that's just, like, a Jamaican thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I find our generation, we're having children way later than our parents' generation.
Yes. Which is good. It's a good thing.
I agree.
You do need to be... Your brain needs to fully develop, I feel like, before you can really commit yourself.
Yeah, because now that I look back, my parents, they were still, like, kids when they were raising us type
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Like, even the way they would move and stuff, even the arguments they would have, I'll be, like, watching them, like, this is petty as fuck. And I'm like, are you saying this type shit, you know? So, it's kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
And in regards to the bad parenting in the Caribbean, there's some crazy shit going around right now in dancehall. Apparently, there is like, okay, there's so many layers to this. There's, you know, there's like the stripper parties or whatever. So apparently there's like a boy who transitioned to a girl.
I seen that on Twitter. Who is it?
Let me explain.
Show yourself.
Let me explain to the people at home. There's a boy who is transitioning to a girl. Apparently, they still have the man parts, but they're in the dance hall parties as a stripper, but like they have their dick tucked and type shit. Niggas are fucking them in the ass type shit. Like, it's going crazy.
Ooh,
AIDS is spreading in the dance hall. Bro, if you want to know who, just watch the Icy Motion live streams.
I shouldn't even be watching that man's ghetto shit. And sometimes I still catch myself watching that
Yo,
shit,
every time
bro.
I watch it, I'm like, what am I exposing myself to?
What am I doing?
And I'm like, yo, these are 30, 40 year olds.
40 year old, gray and hair falling out.
For real.
Nigga need to go raise some kids. Like, still on the internet. But fuck.
But it's crazy that, like, because dancehall is very, we burn out certain things, fire for that. But in 2024 alone, you guys have had AIDS being spread and trans, like, fam, tranny stripper, like, I can't even utter the phrase, it's so crazy.
I want to know, I'm curious. So why are they not saying who it is? Is apparently, everybody scared?
I don't know if it's just a moniker, but apparently it's like, something like that. Something like that.
But then no one will say who, like, show the picture of who the girl is or boy.
I think there is there's a video actually of them performing. If you go on Icy Motion's Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, if you go on Icy Motion's Instagram, you can see, yeah. And apparently, DJ Snoopy, at his Kiss and Tell, whatever that's called, the show and tell, where like they have beer mans and girls dating and shit.
Okay.
One of the girls there apparently is not even a girl.
You see, this is what happens when you're too horny. This is literally what happens. You can see from Diddy, from fucking Harvey Weinstein.
Yep.
It doesn't even matter who it is, money, no money. You have to start thinking with your other head. No, like, girls and guys, like, too horny. You guys just want to fuck.
You
fuck,
have
fuck,
to
fuck,
read
fuck,
the signs.
Fuck down the place.
In the States?
Get some money.
Yeah, but I've been super horny before, but it's never been so horny that it's like a guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always you're horny for a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least in my case. So it's like, are these guys just getting so much pussy that it's like pussy's not even fun to them anymore? So they're graduating to something.
I love pussy so much. Pussy can never be not fun anymore.
I don't think so. I think people need to tell the truth and to say that they're using drugs.
It's true.
Drugs.
Oh shit.
Drugs. Well, yes.
Yeah, I know.
That will make
true.
Your eyes all hazy. You can't see. You don't know.
Another
you're sticking
thing,
it anywhere.
Niggas be putting the honey packs into the. They be spiking the drinks and shit.
What?
So now everybody is just honey in the party. They don't give a fuck what's going on. They don't care. Because apparently this stripper, apparently he's underage too.
What?
So there's just multiple violations happening. What the?
And like, my goodness.
If you have a shotty, why are you okay fucking her in the bottom? Like, if I'm a shotty.
Super pause on
like,
that.
You know what I mean? How do you not? I'm just saying, how do these guys not know?
I don't believe everybody is straight. I believe there is. I can't believe that. I just can't believe it.
They say it's a spectrum, though, like, so.
There's a spectrum. Yeah. It's a whole spectrum. And I want to say this. Some Toronto mans right now, they love their brethren so much that it's borderline gay.
No, it is true.
How
still.
Every day
it
you're
is.
Posting a man's picture?
No, it is
every day.
Crazy.
You know a nigga's birthday?
It is actually crazy.
Every day
still.
you're at a big group of table. You're eating dinner with all men all the time.
But you can't say
gay.
You can't say brotherhood is gay though.
Okay, but then there's a point. Okay, there's brotherhood, but then there's like every day. All you do is demean women. You disrespect women. You have terrible things to say about women. You always want to praise men.
No, it's true.
What
it's
is
like,
that?
How are you treating the men in your life versus how you're treating the woman in your life? Like,
how are you treating the men in your life better than the woman in your life?
You guys
fire.
Go to the club and you guys will all split like $1,000 bottles. Everyone's dropping bills. But when it comes to dropping on your child support, taking care of your woman, going on dates.
They don't want to take no one on dates. They don't want to do anything.
That's crazy.
But you want to You want to have dinner with your brethren? Gay.
Yeah, I know.
Gay.
It's gay still.
That's gay.
And before, I was not on your side. But after everything coming out in the dancehall community,
come on.
You cannot party with Diddy. And apparently now you cannot party with Snoopy. Yeah! I'm playing. Shout out to DJ Snoopy. But yo,
oh my gosh, yeah. I need to take a chain on that.
Apparently, he has a new OnlyFans things going on, which, like, I actually like that. You know what I mean? Because DJs in Toronto, it's very hard to make money.
It is
because the entertainment industry is very cheap.
Yes, it is.
So you have to find other ventures. You know what it I is. Mean? So when I seen him do his thing, I'm like, okay.
Why don't you, have you ever tried to branch out on like different styles of genres of music?
I produced a song, you know, it dropped last year. It actually did very well.
Yes.
It's with Father Phillips. Thank you.
What is it?
It's called Telfi, you know, so, it's like a soca type thing.
Okay.
And like, But when I tried to get into the soca world, I kind of feel like they didn't fuck with me over there.
No.
Like, yeah, like, especially when it comes to like the coolie people. Yeah, I'm calling you motherfuckers coolie. Yeah, when it comes to the coolie people, the tritty people, the guys.
Racism, colorism.
Colorism is crazy. Colorism. Over there, even like one time I was on a soca party. Mm. And I was like the only black DJ. Everyone else is brown, Indian, all them type of things. And then they don't really be spinning the music like how us black DJs be spinning the music. You know what I mean?
And that's why we have to support each other, right? That's what goes back to the business. If there's no point, I don't understand you wanting a discount from me, but when you go into Louis Vuitton, you're ready to shell out your money.
Facts.
Like, that doesn't make sense. You're just, who is that man? Exactly. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about you. He doesn't like, I doubt he even gives a fuck about black people, whoever that you know about. But you're quick to shell out for this name brand, for that name brand. But for this other person that you really see in your face, you're trying to rob from them. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I agree. I'm not even mad at the Indian people, at the Jews, at the Chinese. That's what you're supposed to be doing. I feel like we need to take more of
accountability.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we need to support each other more.
We do.
And that's also why I want to have these conversations.
Yes. You know what I mean? It.
Like, even when I try to reach out to other podcasts, they all be going in stush and shit.
Yes.
And I've been looking at their views and I'm like, yo, you guys aren't on a level to be going in stush at all. You need to be collabing with as much people as possible right now.
That's just with, I don't know, I mean, it's generational. Okay, I mean, it's so much shit.
Yeah.
As to like, why we don't want to support each other. But, you know, I feel like as long as we just keep trying, you know, get into a better space, because we can't ask other people to support us if we're not supporting ourselves, right? So that's what it really comes down to. Because, no, it's usually the people who don't want to pay is usually black men. You know? How is that?
No, like, no, it's true.
How are you trying to rob me? Why you want to take from me?
It's crazy, like, because on my TikTok, I get like millions of views every month, right? And like, I get brand deals and shit.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Most of my content is like Caribbean music based, but it's white people and Chinese people reaching out to do brand deals. I'm thinking, why wouldn't these Caribbean companies holler at a Caribbean content creator and like, we could grow up together? But you know, these people, when they do reach out to me, like VP Records, one of the biggest record companies in fucking the Caribbean. Mm. And these guys want me to do free content for them.
That's ridiculous.
VP Records, I will never do free content for you. Holla at Joshua Lucas for that, because he's doing that. Shout out Joshua Lucas, though. I fuck with him.
How do you feel about doing free work? How do you feel about that?
I feel like it depends on where you are. Because like, if I am where some other DJs are, hell yeah, I'm doing the free work. Because you get that exposure type shit. Mm. So I do understand that. So although I be talking shit sometimes, I definitely understand it.
Yes. No, I now am I the, in terms of me, I can't do anything free anymore. I'm so sorry.
Once you establish yourself,
your time is worth, regardless, establish yourself or not establish, your time is worth something.
It's true.
Like, people try to be like, oh, you're not ready. You don't have enough followers. You don't have enough this. No, your time is worth money. Don't let anybody play you.
Let's say
your time is worth it.
Okay. Let's say Jordan Peele doing Get Out Part 2.
Mm.
And he's like, yo, I just randomly seen your Instagram and I thought, like, I just want to kind of help you out. I will give you a little role. We can't give you no big money though.
But how are you? How is he helping me out? Because that's the thing. Like, how would he be helping me out if I have to take off? If I have to take off time off work?
Yep.
You're not helping me, right?
That's true. That's true. Not only take time off work, you still have to maintain your own bills.
Exactly.
Get your own food, all this type of shit. Yeah, that's true.
So no, and then once it really goes back to like, if you accept pickle juice, that's what you will get is pickle
that's
juice,
facts.
Right? So you do, if Jordan Peele asked me, I would still, maybe I'm not going to ask for, you know, the same amount of money as fucking, give me an actor.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. I wish it was Jamie Foxx level. No, I can't ask for a Jamie Foxx check.
So how do you feel about, okay, it wasn't Gabrielle Union. Who was the actress?
Oh, Taraji P. Henson.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, she made Oprah trick her. Made Oprah and Tyler Perry trick her to have some shit like that. No, because I've been on set.
Yeah.
And when you have, and I've been on set where you had to be, it's super emotional. You have to be crying on all that shit. Like, it's very taxing to your mind and that's your body. True. Like, being on set is so exhausting. Yeah. So you're there for like 12 hours at least. So the fact that she needs to, what, she has to drive back to her condo and, like, they're not giving her food and, like, all this shit. Like, no, that's.
But they, how much should they pay her? They paid her, like, $250,000, right?
I don't know.
Why are you looking at me?
I was looking at you. Like, you got the facts.
Oh, okay. She's 180,000.
How am I supposed to know that?
Yeah, so like, I do understand her point. Oh my God. But I feel like she needs to take a page out of your book and say, if you're not paying me what I am worth, I'm not accepting it.
She signed
on the dotted line. She can't be comparing herself to niggas like Brad Pitt and shit. Like,
it's like it was a misstep a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a long time ago when she sat there for 5 years and didn't ask for a pay raise. It was a long time ago, but that's within herself, right? For not asking for more. And trust me, I understand that. And it's not bad on her. I'm not bashing her. It's really the people around her that allowed that to happen.
As a creator, you have to demand more for yourself.
You always have to.
I remember this is like 4 years ago. I remember Snoopy again. Mm. I would do his Thursday parties. It was me, couple other guys type shit, you know? So it was like Snoopy at the top and then like his underlings type shit, you know? And I'm like, yo, I don't like this. Like, I'm getting paid under what I'm worth. It's not really vibing. I'm not really getting anything from this. So I had to stop doing that. I focused on my own brand, built myself up. And now I feel like I'm on the same level as these bigger guys, pause, and like his underlings are still his underlings,
exactly,
type shit, you know,
because you decided one day you're not gonna accept the pickle, you're not gonna accept anymore, and you decide, because not like you weren't worth, it's not like you were better before, it was just like you, there's just one day it just clicked,
exactly.
Obviously it was when you just, when that clicked, that's when you started putting more time into yourself and more effort into getting better, because it's like you have to believe in yourself that you're worth more than that,
and you have to. Even if you're not there yet, you have to put yourself in positions to get there, you know?
Like, yes.
If you're under somebody, you're always going to be under somebody.
Exactly. But if you always believe you're always, if you always believe that you're not there yet, you're never going to get there. So you have to really think big. So, no, you would have still been there trying to spin his shit.
Nah, literally, on a fucking Thursday and shit.
Thursday, right? So, no, you have to really step out on your own. And with all those people, like, I don't even know where the dance hall is going to go. Everybody's getting old. Even Fire Kid Sini, I love him. We're all getting old because we're not even supporting our dance hall artists.
Yeah, exactly.
We're still doing this dirt foot parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Party's still dirty, you know. Like, well, like.
Shout out Sini because he got the OVO link. But yeah. I feel like.
And these even that should too.
Be even that should be more like
he been supposed to get that.
Steenie should be rich right now, based off what the man did for the city. Like, I feel like we should take care of our elders.
We should better. Us.
And that sounds crazy coming from me because I'd be dissing niggas like King Turbo and shit. But like,
we should. We should. So it's really up to us to, like I said, to. But I, for me personally, I'm not gonna keep fighting this back and forth. I will find my lane. Whoever else can pay me at this point. So like you said, if it's the Asian people, But so well, yeah. Like, what the fuck are you not gonna do it with them?
Exactly. Even like when I look at my demographics, like my biggest audience is the States, UK, Caribbean.
Mm.
So I was gonna be throwing a lot of parties in Toronto this year, but like, fuck that. I'm gonna focus my resources in New York, Miami, London.
You should.
You know what I mean? I'm even going to Jamaica next month type shit. So like, that's where we're really going to be focusing our resources.
There's nothing here. There's nothing. Toronto is like the Miami of Canada. Like, there's there's nowhere else where you can go. Exactly. You're going to go to Vancouver, you're going to come back to Toronto.
Exactly.
I went to Montreal, you're going to come back to Toronto.
I came back.
So it's like, what other top is there?
Exactly.
Right? There's only so much that we can reach.
Last thing I'm going to ask you before we get out of here. Are you still a vegan?
No. I'm not.
That's fine, because I was vegan for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I went to Jamaica for the first time. And I'm like, I have to try the oxtail, the jerk chicken, the ackee and saltfish. And then I'm like, hey, I just made the decision that I'm just going to consume whatever my body needs at the moment, you know? So I still eat vegan food.
Mm-hmm.
I still consume vegan food, but yeah.
I still make sure I get my vegetables in.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like it was just too hard here.
Yeah,
it was just way too hard here. There's not a lot of options. It was just
the vegetation here sucks.
Vegetation sucks.
You can't even really plant your own shit like that. You know what I mean? Like if you're in the Caribbean or somewhere warm where it's like warm all year round, you're
exactly.
Blessed.
And I was getting hungry. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah. Like, I was getting hungry. I couldn't deal with those little beans anymore. It wasn't holding me anymore.
Yo, black bean tacos, crazy. I used to make chickpea roti.
Oh, chickpea roti is good. But like half an hour, I'm hungry. Yeah, fuck. Exactly. I needed more protein. COVID was over. I needed more substance.
Before we get out of here, is there anything you want to like plug? Is there anything that people should look out for?
If anything, somebody to look. Should I look to the camera?
Yeah. Look upon them.
Look by the camera. What can I say? Fuck. Just keep looking out for me. You already know what it is. Always have bottles on deck. Hit me up.
Bottles on deck.
Yeah, all bottles on deck all the time. And shout out to Henny Honeys. Yes.
Shout out to Henny Honeys.
Cheers to that.
This was On Away Podcast. We didn't even introduce the podcast. That's how lit it was. This is the On Away Podcast.
So how did you get your agent?
To be honest, this is crazy. I'll tell the story quick. Okay, so when I first linked my agency, they said, no, fuck you, get out of here. I'm joking. They said, get more under your resume and then holla back at us. So like, after this, I blew up on TikTok, went back to them. I'm like, it's been a year. I went from 10K to like, I think it was like 60K at the time type shit. They're like, okay, this guy's doing something at least. Like, he has something of value he could offer us. So then they signed me to the agency.
That's dope.
And then every single audition they sent me, I did it. Whether like, because sometimes they'll send you an audition and say, oh, send this back in tomorrow. I'm like, every single audition they send me, I'm going to do. And they love my work ethic so much. So they just kind of still fuck with me. You know?
No, that's dope. Yeah. You have to do your audition.
Yeah, you have to still.
You have to. You never know.
Exactly.
You really never know.
And that's another, example of never give up. You know, if someone tells you no, it's not the end of the road. You know,
it's not. Like,
and it's not a beef thing either.
No. So yeah, before I started with them, Life After Dot, you're on the same thing, the Love You to Death.
Oh,
which
yes,
is on
yes.
BET Plus.
Oh, you're on that too?
I am.
Oh, I'm shit. That is crazy.
So, did you watch your episode?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I watched the episode. It was really good. I did that one. I did a TD commercial. That was really good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to watch that episode.
Yes, you should watch your episode.
Should I get BET Plus?
No, you can get it through like, what is it, like Apple Plus something? You have to like go online, type it up.
I'm going to figure it out.
Figure it out, but you can find it.
This is Autowave Podcast. Tell them where we can find you.
Oh, you can find me on The Real Cash Baby, even though they have my shit super locked.
Oh, shit.
I need to get a new Instagram. But
yeah, you're trying to search you up.
You can't search me up. Yeah. The haters took that shit down a long time ago. Exactly. I need to get a new Instagram. But yeah, The Real Cash Baby, Cash Baby 1 on TikTok and on Snap, Cash Baby 1.
Thank you very much. On the Way of Podcast. Let's get it.
Yeah.